When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Grand Risings, beloved.
Yeah. So, you know, we obviously spoke before the pod, and we're going to be coming in a little hot, which is
Are
fine.
Are we coming in hot or you coming in hot?
Yeah.
Andrew?
Don't Excuse speak me? For the heat coming off my body.
I mean, like, you're like, this is like a blanket term that you're throwing over all of us.
Right.
When it's just you. I'm fine.
Right.
Andrew, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm not pressed about anything.
Ooh, I'm not pressed about Cindy, anything.
You gotta move back from the microphone,
sorry.
Sis. Okay,
sorry. I'm all the way back. I'm holding it. Look how far it is.
Yeah, girl. I mean, I turned my volume down and it's still loud in my ears. That's what I'm saying.
Well, maybe because you're using the iPhone headphones. Those are a little different.
No, Sydney, don't do that. Miss, I'm coming in hot. You coming in hot, loud, and wrong, sis.
Hot, loud, and wrong. That's
like
a great title.
Like a Little Caesar's pizza.
That's hot, a great loud, title. I'm fine. That's a good title. There was another one that we missed.
Sydney, it's been a minute. We're 60 seconds into the podcast, sis.
Okay. All right.
We'll catch another episode title. I promise.
You're right. So... Obviously, I was saying something before the podcast, and they let me know that I need to speak up more. When I have an issue, I need to say how I feel instead of complaining to my counterparts. And they're right. They're definitely right. But it's hard. It's definitely hard when somebody writes you or they say something to you and you're like, and then you wait on it and you're like, damn, I should have said X, Y, and Z.
Well, that's why it's important to like I'll draft a text or draft a message sometimes, and then I'll be like, you know what, I gotta come back to this, and I leave and come back, and then sometimes you feel differently after you've had some time to think about it,
right?
But other times it's like, this is what I mean and this is what I'm sending, and I think that's nice too.
Do you ever have someone look at your texts, like, to like review it?
Not really. I mean, I've done that before, I think. Just like, is this okay?
Yeah.
Because it's usually when I'm trying not to hurt somebody's feelings. I'm like,
oh, yes. You definitely been like, what you think about this? Because
right.
I'm the kind person. And then you meet somewhere in the middle because you know that I'm too kind.
Yeah. Right. Usually I have to, you know what I mean? Because like, when you're trying to spare somebody's feelings, or when I'm trying to spare somebody's feelings, it makes the whole conversation a little bit harder, because when you don't have to think about it, you just say what you mean and you mean what you say.
Andrew?
Oh yeah, I totally agree. I had like a situation a few months ago where it was a comedian that said something to me that was like very messed up, and they thought that it was a joke and they thought it was like very funny, and I was like, wait, I can't have a relationship with you anymore.
Oh,
and what was said?
You don't know this comedian.
I'm sure we don't. The comedians we would know would never speak to you like that, Andrew.
Well, we don't even know what they said.
I know.
Well, that's not true.
And also, that is definitely not true.
There are people that we all know.
Yeah.
But they made some jokes that were in very bad taste.
Like, and we're trying to get the tea. What happened?
Rices, what did they say?
It was about like children, and I didn't like it. And I was like, I need to lose ties.
Ooh. Like a bad like pedophilia joke?
Yeah, it was like, I don't like that joke at all. Like, that's like weird that your mind even produced that.
Yeah, we're not affiliated with comics that talk about pedophilia.
Not really.
So, like, I drafted an email and I like went off and I was like, this was disgusting. I hated that. Sent it to a friend, and the friend was like, you can't say any of that because that might come back and like bite you. It's like, oh, you were aware of this. And so I was like, oh.
What do you mean?
Oh.
Come back and bite. Like, you were aware of what? Of them being a creep?
of this person being a creep. And then, like, if I was, like, aware of it, then it was like, okay, then, Andrew, why didn't you intervene? When it was just like, okay, Andrew, but, just, like, just step away.
But okay, you, you sending that message is you intervening.
Yeah.
Is you, no, is you calling them on it?
Yeah.
That, no, because I just lied. And I was just like, no, I can't work with you anymore. It's just
you didn't want to even work with them.
No, I was like, I can't work with it. Because they crossed, like, a few boundaries before. And they were like, who do you masturbate to? And stuff like that. And it was like...
Wait, sir?
Are y'all, wait, y'all cool like that?
Like that?
He thought that we were. And I was like, no, no, no. And the first few times I was like, maybe this is, like, I don't know what this is. Trying to justify it. But it was just, you know, but then...
Is this a straight man?
No.
Okay. Oh, wow.
What weird flirting is this?
Yeah.
Who do you masturbate to? Is it me?
Yeah, very weird.
That's a good title. I don't know. Yeah, that, I mean, you know, the thing is about, like, comedy and friendship and working, especially comedy, the lines are very much blurred. They're so blurred. You're like, oh, I feel like we're mad cool, but it's like, but we actually work together. Because, I mean, this happens with me and Andrew, you know, from time to time. And I like when you, you know, put me in my place, tell me actually, blah, 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 blah.
I don't see it as me putting you in your place. I'm just, like, voicing a concern, for the record. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
I don't want people to
clear my name.
Not want it to seem like, okay, when we end the recording, Andrew is like, Sydney, go back to your corner.
Yeah.
Clear my name. I love that for you.
Clear my name. Another beautiful title. Y'all are on fire today.
It's not what? Us.
It's not us.
It's okay. Not us, it's you.
Well, you know what?
Is that another title?
Maybe.
Yes, honestly, it could be. Today is my 4-year anniversary of being sober.
Yay! Clap, 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 clap.
Thank you. And I'm feeling a little wonky today. I feel like displaced or all over the place. I don't know. But maybe
mentally, emotionally?
Mentally, emotionally, I think, you know, I'm leaving tomorrow to go to San Francisco or whatever, so I have to do all that stuff. But I think, like, I am proud of where I am right now, but I'm also, I definitely feel all over the place. It's hard to articulate, but I don't want you guys to be worried. Don't be alarmed. I'm not going to go, like, get a drink, but I definitely just... I don't know how to describe this moment.
Well, I mean, this is the longest you've ever been sober.
Yes.
So that is an accomplishment in itself, but also, like, something to, like, sit and reflect on, because, I mean, we talked about this yesterday. You relapsed once before, and... You know, this is something, it's in my phone. It's in my phone. It repeats every year. And I think that, you know, sometimes, maybe that's the wrong word that I want to use. I just think that it's something that, obviously, it changed your life forever. And this is something that is not easy for some people. I mean, you see what just happened with Keisha Cole's mom.
Yeah. R.I.P. Frankie.
Right. Some people get sober and they... You know, they can't stay clean for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. But addiction is something that, like, being friends with you, I've learned more about than I've ever thought that I would know. 'Cause I don't really have any addicts in my family. Mm-mm. But it's very common, I think, especially in the Black community.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I relapsed and we were in Starbucks and I was crying and you shed one thug tear for me over the empanadas. And I was like, okay,
empanadas. Marie. We were eating empanadas at Starbucks?
At Starbucks?
There was, like, a little empanada truck on that corner. And we brought it into Starbucks. And this
that
is
sounds
when
like
I,
us. That sounds like yeah. us, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh my God, I was so disheveled in a mess, and I didn't have no weave in. I had my hair natural and shaved on the sides, and I was just like crying, looking a mess.
Remember that hair moment? Sydney with the natural hair for like a month.
Yeah. No, it was a couple of months, but yeah, you were definitely affected, and you were like, what are we gonna do?
Well, because it's like, as somebody who is very new to this, but also somebody who's trying to be a good friend, this goes back to making sure that I say the right thing, mm-hmm. so that I don't hurt somebody's feelings. I also feel like, for me, like, I'm not trying to be selfish, but I have to be selfish sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, if we're trying to create something together, we're trying to work together, and you, for whatever reason, can't be where you need to be, that affects me as well.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, I want to be there for my friend. I want her to win. I want her to feel good about herself. And I want her to, like, make smart decisions. But I can't make those decisions for you. Mm-mm. You know? And Mm-mm. so, like, somebody left a review the other day on iTunes. And they were like, Marie and Andrew need to be nicer to Sydney. Whenever Sydney says something, they attack her. Sydney, did you write that review? Look at your face.
No.
They're like, my good sis can't even get her words out without them shutting her down. And it's like, when it comes to addiction, or when it comes to things that are like serious like that, I don't mm-hmm. want to say the wrong thing and then be the reason why somebody relapses, or mm-hmm. be the reason why somebody has a bad day and then they like take it out on themselves because of something that I said. So, you know, empanadas in a Starbucks with thug tears. Yeah, I remember that day too, and I remember exactly where we were sitting, but like that was kind of a rough day.
Yeah.
You know?
We were trying to take pictures. We were trying to change outfits. It was like, I was like, why are we even taking photos? I don't know. I don't think
that was the same day, sis.
It was the same day. We had a photo shoot that day.
And you didn't have hair?
No, I didn't have hair. I have the pictures. That guy, Sean Priestley.
Oh, that's where we know him from.
Yeah. I want you guys to know that if Marie looks at you like she doesn't know you, it's because I don't.
No, I don't. I will forget your face and your name, and then people will come up to me. Actually, I bumped into him on the street once, and he's like, Marie, hey. And I was like, hello. And
we were at Ulta Babel, and he was truly trying to have a conversation with you, and your eyes were cross-eyed.
You were like, who is this?
You were like, why is he talking to me like he knows me?
Yo.
And I had to whisper, like, pictures, photos. He took photos of us.
And I was like, photos?
You're still trying to think about it. It was so many years ago, though, to be honest. To be fair, it was like 5 years ago, so.
I know, but also, like, can we be honest about this? If you bump into me in the streets and I'm giving you the who that is face, just give me some context clues. Give me some context clues so I can be like, all right, Fire Island 1969 or whatever, like. Give me some.
Well, you know what it is? It's like people, it's also ego. Because it's kind of like, so wait, you don't know me? Like we had that moment. But like the moment you thought we had, that was your moment. That wasn't our moment.
Right. That was your moment, sweetie. Wasn't a moment for me. Did something memorable happen the last time we hung out? If it did, then maybe it'll be easier for me to remember. But if, like, we just met once and had a conversation, you know, while sneaking food into a Starbucks, then I don't know if I'm going to remember you.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one, but because, like, people want to feel known.
Important.
Mm-hmm. Especially from you, my friend. So, like, nobody wants to be like, you know, that comedy show. They want to be in the street because it's also kind of embarrassing, like when you're in public and you're like, hey, and the person is like, they're not giving you the same energy back because they're just trying to figure out who the fuck are you.
Yeah, but we've all seen somebody waving and wave back like, do I know this person?
Yeah.
And then you look behind you and you're like, oh, that wasn't even for me.
For you. Yeah, that hurts too. That definitely hurts. I am not here for that. It's like, if you meant to wave to somebody else, still wave at me. Still wave. Wave back at me.
Right. I mean, Sydney, if you wave at somebody, they should be honored that you're waving back. So that. But also, like, I mean, it's embarrassing, but it's kind of funny, too. We've all been there. And you're like, who, me? I thought you meant me. I don't know. Maybe you'll meet the love of your life that way. Whoever, somebody who's listening.
Okay. Sounds like a rom-com, Marie.
That's what I'm saying. It's like Made in Manhattan, except someone's waving at you, and you're like, yeah. And they're not looking at you, but now they are. There's a conflict somewhere. You get married. J-Lo's in that movie. I think it's coming out in the fall.
Yeah, J-Lo. I'm like, when is she going to wrap this up with Ben? I'm tired of seeing the photos.
Do you think the sex between them is cute? Like, do you think they're having good sex?
I can't say. He looks miserable in every photo. In every photo with her, he looks like, damn, dude, why do we gotta be out with this? Why can't we just be hiding in, like, another country doing... Why do we have to be in L.A.? He doesn't look comfortable.
I watched the Justice League movie, and he looked like he didn't want to be there either. He was, like, a very sloppy, sloven Batman. I said, that's Bruce Wayne? What? Ben didn't do not a sit-up, not a push-up, not one arm curl. He just showed up to set, and he was like, I don't need makeup. I'm going to do a little BB cream, and I'm ready for the cameras. It was he looked disheveled.
He said, y'all know my brand. What's good?
Sloppy dad. Sloppy single dad.
Yeah. But I'm saying
that they're having good sex, though. I feel like she's, like, glowing in every, like, picture. She's upset.
That's Facetune. So,
yeah. No, but the paparazzi. Come on. I think that, like, they are obsessed with one another. How can they not be having
I
good
think
sex?
J-Lo is obsessed with herself. And yeah. I think image is very important to a woman like that. And she knows where the cameras are at all times because she may be calling them or not. But I don't think that her looking good. Look, yeah, he looked stressed. At least he has on a clean cream sweater. They look fashionable.
That looks like the painting of like the two farmers with the pitchfork.
Yeah, because J-Lo.
Except J-Lo has tracks sewn in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but J-Lo makes these dudes wear fucking color coordinated similar outfits. It's like she be low-key emasculating them sometimes. Like, ooh. I could tell that that they do stuff because she wants it that way. I want it that way. You are. Ain't nothing but a heartbreak.
Wasn't that song number one on TRL for like 10 years or something? It was like a year.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never wanted to match with a man that I was dating. Yeah.
It's not necessary.
Maybe I've never been in love, but I've never wanted, you wear that and I'll wear this. I mean, if we both show up somewhere and we kind of accidentally match, then that's funny to me, but.
Mm-hmm. You know. I mean, the thing is that I think if you have really good chemistry and like you guys hang out a lot, you'll just randomly start wearing similar outfits.
Well, it's not even about the chemistry. If they can dress cute, I'm wearing that sweater. This jacket is mine today. Oh my God, did I accidentally? Right, I'm taking your stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I have stuff from what's his face that I wear. Still.
What's his face? I love that. That we don't even know his name.
But what's his face, sis? What is his face?
What is his face? Great title. What is his face?
Wait, speaking of what's his face, so I was at an event the other day. It was like a weed infused dinner, and I went with Carolina because, you know, I was like, people were like, oh, I want to come. I want to be high with you, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, there's a list. But Carolina was the first person that I thought of. So she's the one who got the invite. Mm-hmm. And so we're at this thing and you could tell there's money in the room. First of all, a ticket to get to the event was like $200. Right. So I'm already coming into it. Like, if you have an extra $200 during a pandemic, then I want to hang out with you. Right. Mm-hmm. So we get there. I had on this like sheer dress thing with the side boobs out.
She looked fantastic.
Fully waiting for the Janet Jackson nip slip all night.
I was turned on.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
I was.
So, Sydney, when are you not wet? Let's talk about it. Who do you masturbate to?
Bring it back.
So I could tell there was like art people in there and it was like startup money in there. It looked like money. At one point I walked by this table and this old, old like Don Imus type man was like, you are wearing that dress. And I was like, thank you. And he asked me to sit at his table and I was like, no, I'm, you know, Carolina's right over there. He's like, well, this guy's getting ready to leave. You can sit there when he leaves. And somebody at the table was like, this the table you should be at. Right? I could tell this guy was rich just based on how hard they were laughing at his jokes at the table. Right? Like, I was like, he must have paid for everybody's ticket at this table because they
had
were like,
to.
Right. Like, you know, when someone's like, not really that funny, but you're like, yeah. It was that. It was that.
That's what they do on The Bachelor all the time.
Yeah.
All the contestants, they're losing it.
That's what they do.
Right. Because you want them to think that you love them or that they're great. I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know.
Found out later that this man was a billionaire. There were two billionaires at that event and he was one of the richest people in the room. And I said, I sensed that and I should have sat my ass down. And it's just actually kind of devastating for me because I really want a billionaire. They said he gives women $10,000 in cash just for fun. I said, I like fun and I like cash. So,
and you you were so concerned with getting back to Carolina.
For what?
Like, I was confused.
Carolina literally has never given me money in my life.
And not one bit. Not even $20.
Yeah. And my source said he has a broken hip, so he can't have sex.
Work.
I said, this is my type of sugar daddy. Broken hip and billionaire and generous.
And then didn't he just buy a hotel?
He just bought a hotel downtown.
Lord have mercy, Jesus Christ. We could have been at a pool this summer, Marie.
I mean, we could still be at a pool this summer, sis. But yeah, I really fumbled the bag on that one. And the next event, I'm not bringing Carolina. I'm going to bring a young, hot, single friend that is more desperate than me. Maybe desperate is the wrong word. But a young, hot, single friend that just wants to do everybody in the room so that, like, we can all mingle and then reconvene and compare notes after the event. You know what I mean?
Oh, I was like, I mean, I'm your hot friend that likes to mingle, but...
You don't smoke weed, sis.
No, no. You're right.
And it's a dinner for weed. Like, everything had weed in it. It was all infused. It was really good. But what you said, you're going to bring a brown bag lunch? We're going to be eating duck breast? And you're going to be eating what?
A fucking, no, a beef patty with Swiss cheese. I love a beef patty with Swiss cheese. It really be rocking my world, honey.
Swiss cheese?
Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese.
Wait, Marie, was this guy hot?
I feel like described.
Okay, oh,
no.
Okay.
It was not Andrew. I think most. Did you hear me say Don Imus? Wasn't he like melted candle wax? He looked like the candle from Beauty and the Beast.
That one went over my head.
Yeah. Okay.
Lumiere.
And how many billionaires do you know that are hot?
Are hot.
Oh, I mean, we've talked before. I think that Bill Gates isn't terrible looking. Ugh. I know. I wouldn't say that he's hot.
I'm Googling hot billionaires.
Yeah.
let's see who comes up.
Truly, truly worried about you that you said Bill Gates is not terrible. Now I want to check your glasses, friend. Oh,
how about Kylie Jenner? I mean, are we including?
Can you bleep that out? Can you bleep that name out so people we don't talk about those people here?
Okay,
that's new. That's new money. I'm talking about billionaires that have been billionaires.
Right. Okay.
They've been billionaires. Been billionaires. That's a good title. Thank you. Been billionaires.
Literally. Okay, there's this Norwegian guy named Gustav Magnar Witzo. He looked like he might could be your type, Andrew.
He looks like a stock photo.
Oh, he's cute.
1.6 billion.
Marie.
It's all white dudes. Marie. Oh, the heir to H&M.
Marie, T, what if you just start liking these dudes' Instagrams? See if they bite.
You don't think other people are liking their Instagrams?
No, I don't.
You don't think that they have like a small, skinny blonde girl with big titties attached to them at all times?
I don't. I truly don't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm like, I don't have any hope. I'm like, who is like, I'm like, please go to their Instagram and see what they're even posting. I feel like their last post is from like 2019.
Right. People who are like really, really rich and busy business owners they don't really care about social media. Why would they?
Yeah.
They're not posting to their own account. No way.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They definitely have a Finsta.
Okay. This guy that started Snapchat, $4 billion.
What did he look
like? Damn, Sydney. Let's start an app. He looks like a puffy Bruno Mars. He looks like the guy from Insecure that was dating Molly.
Don't believe me, just watch. He does. Wow, you're good with these descriptions.
That was good.
And then this is the oldest billionaire on the list.
Let's look.
Travis Kalanick, $6.3 billion.
He's not even old.
Well, he was born in 1976. I don't know how old this photo is.
Oh, okay. Because it looked like he ain't got no top teeth, though.
Ooh.
He ain't got no top teeth or top lip.
Top lip.
Yeah. top lip gone, front teeth gone.
Okay, but now let's talk about it, Sydney.
Yeah.
So if you were single.
Yes.
And you were at, it was you in that situation and the man said, actually, Andrew, this question goes to you as well.
Okay.
And this man who clearly had money, I felt it. I felt it in my Haitian middle class bones. I was like, this man owns a franchise or something. The energy coming off of his old ass was like, I was like, this person has money, but a lot of it. So somebody like that says to you, you should come sit at my table. What do you do? How are you playing it differently than how I played it?
I mean, girl, I told you about the time that I went on a date with one of the biggest art dealers in the world. And I was looking at him like, oh, he looked regular to me. But then I ended up going to dinner with him, going to lunch, and then back at his townhouse. And then I finally Googled and I was like, oh, bitch. I definitely fumbled it back. But he wanted to like hook up and I just couldn't.
Right.
But I definitely would have hung out. We were out in the sun. The sun was on. People could see.
They could see both of you guys.
Yeah, it was. You know.
How much older was he?
Oh, girl, at least 35 years older than me.
Oh, I was like, he was 30.
No, 35 years older.
Wait, Andrew, I'm gonna show you a picture of the guy because I have it in my phone.
I was 24, 25. I'm gonna say he was close to 55.
Okay. I mean, but 55... A black 55.
No, it was not a black.
Is different than a white 55.
It was not a black 55.
A beige 55 is different.
It was not a black 55 at all. It was not even an Asian 55.
Oh.
Yeah, but look at the girl.
You see that?
Look at the girl sitting next to him.
I see, yeah.
Look at his face.
Look at her. Like she's.
Look at his face.
Like she's in the photo, but it's vacant behind the eyes.
Listen, I would let that man give me $10,000 in cash And I might even let him, like, you know, play with him a little bit, you know? Like,
Sissy, what did you even talk to this man about? What were the conversations like?
Don't do that.
I'm just saying, no, that's what Sydney, I would be concerned about. I think
you should
about.
Answer that question. What were y'all talking about?
I mean, I talked to him about... He was an art dealer, so I told him, it's so funny. He was laughing at me. He thought I was so funny, but he was laughing for the wrong reasons. But I was like, yeah, I used to work at the Whitney Museum. And he's like, oh, did you? What did you do? I was like.
He said a curator? And you were like,
so sweet.
Yeah, no. He was, I'm thinking like I'm doing something, like I'm flexing. He was like, oh, really? So what did you do at the Whitney Museum? And I was a youth insight. He's like, I was like a docent. I was like a young docent. And I would do tours for like kids and senior citizens. And he's like, oh my God, that's incredible. But at the time, I thought that he was like pleased with that. But he was totally shading me the whole time.
He was talking to you as if like you were a child.
Yeah, he was kikiing. He was kikiing at me. I was like, I was like, oh my God, I loved Ellsworth Kelly, you know, Andy Warhol. Like, I'm shooting off names.
I don't know who Ellsworth is, so it sounds like you know art to me.
Yeah, but he's like, that's basic. Like, he's an art dealer. Like, so he knows the names before, like, everybody, before they're in the Whitney Museum. Like, right. he knew about Damien Hirst before Damien Hirst blew up.
Sydney, honestly and truly, this is kind of hot that you know all these artists. I don't know none of these. Yeah. Damien Hirst? I'm writing it down. So when I do speak to a billionaire, I could say, yes, I have a Damien Hirst piece at the house. Yeah, right. Damien, you know, Damien and I, where do I know him from?
Well, if we ever went to, what is that in Miami? They like
it's Art
like,
Basel.
Art Basel. If you go there, we'll learn about all this stuff. We'll like learn about the cutting edge artists that are now like selling their pieces for $1 million or whatever.
Should we start doing art? Because I would like to sell $1 million thing. How does an artist become, like, how does an artist blow up in 2021?
I think it's like, for some reason, from what I've seen, some of it has been chance. Some of it has been connects. Some of it's like, you know, the right person. You like, somebody has an eye for art, sees it, and then boom, everybody's jumping on that bandwagon. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even have to be good. It doesn't even have to be that good. But Damien Hirst was doing something that was like, he was taking butterflies, like, obviously.
Actual butterflies
that are not alive, and like putting it to like a painting, but then drawing the rest of the butterflies like with paint. So some of the butterflies are real, but you don't know, you can't really tell. Like, the painting looks so close to the real butterflies that it was incredible.
So he was murdering butterflies.
I'm pretty much.
Oh, they used to have his art at your old job.
Yeah, girl.
I remember the dots.
Yep. The dots.
Oh, yeah.
That's million cool. dollars for dots. Just dots.
Well, that's the thing, right? Is people are sheep. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. Mm-hmm. If other people tell you something is hot.
Yes.
There are people who just believe it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't have taste. They got money, but they don't have no taste.
Money with no taste. That's a great title. Thank you. That's
money
not
money with no taste.
That's not us, though. That's not us. We have taste.
Well, we don't have any money. No money but taste.
No money but taste. Actually, that's a better title. I like that.
Right. But like, because like Cardi B has money, yes, but no taste.
You don't think she has taste?
Sis, those Birkin, first of all, Birkin bags to me have always been ugly. They look like very ugly briefcases. And I understand that it's a status symbol. I don't understand
it's
why.
It's foolish. It's a waste of money.
Yeah, literally thousands, like a $40,000 briefcase. Girl, if you don't take your ass to the TJ Maxx.
It's just like, no, but it's also like a briefcase, but also bowling ball bag. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't look like fashion.
No. But if you, I mean, if you're going to say something doesn't look like fashion, Anna Wintour is like the most well-known person in fashion and nothing about her is fashionable to me.
I don't know. The bang, the shortcut, the bang and the sunglasses feels like fashion to me.
It's iconic, but to me, it's like she's not, she never invented any like hot, you know what I mean? Like she wears what she wears. It's always like a tweed suit moment. It's always a cord. She just, I don't know.
She said,
I don't get it.
She said, I am not the body for the fashion that I have the eye for, but I'm going to be the curator of the fashion, which is fine. You could do that. I think you can have a good eye for something and you're like, but I'm still going to have my own look. That's mm-hmm. that's okay.
I don't know if I would say that she is a good eye, sis. I mean, you've seen these Vogue USA covers. They are, of all the Vogue covers in the world, usually the weakest.
Okay, come through. Wow.
Usually the weakest.
I didn't know. Now, this is kind of hot that you're telling me about these Vogue covers.
Look at what Vogue India is doing. Look at what Vogue Arabia is doing. Look at what Vogue, even like Japan, like their covers are just better than the American covers. They're better magazines. Mm.
You heard it here first, people.
Also, remember Andre Leon Talley? He was showing up in a hefty bag and he was like, this is couture. And it was like, sir, sis, please. Y'all are the tops of the American fashion world and this is how you showing up?
Yeah, but I think that...
In a Snuggie?
Hold on, Marie. But I think that is the tea. Like, the people who have the most money, the most influential people in the room usually don't look it. They don't look it. Whenever I would work at, you know, Rose Bar, the people who were the most well-known or the most important was just wearing like a regular, like a black top, black pants, black shoes.
Yes, but sis, that's different. That's business. This is fashion. You showing up to, I understand like the people who are the richest, you know, the Mark Zuckerbergs, the, what's his name? The one that died, the iPhone dude.
Oh, with the sweaters.
Steve Jobs.
They're wearing the same thing. They don't have time. They got money on their mind. They're not worried about what they're wearing. They're just going to wear this. It's going to be the same little simple outfit, but it's going to be an expensive, I don't know, Merrell or Ked or designer white sneaker that we're like, ew. It's going to be, all that stuff they're wearing is expensive. Mm-hmm. It's real simple, but they don't work in fashion. Anna Wintour, Andre Leon Talley worked in fashion. And his book came out. He said he didn't have no money. So I don't know. He wasn't the richest person in the room, but he was like, Anna left him hanging. She didn't look out for him. And it was like, but you were up under her for years.
But why would you think that a person who's wearing sunglasses, like inside of buildings all the time, is going to look out for you?
Ooh.
I just don't see it. She don't see it. That's why she got the shades on. She don't see you.
But I'm saying, like, the movie The Devil Wears Prada was supposed to be based on Anna Wintour. Merrell was serving looks in that movie. Yeah. The hair was doing something cool. Like, Anna Wintour is giving Kate Spade, is giving white woman from Nantucket, pearl necklace. It's not giving high fashion to me.
Yeah.
It's not giving edgy. It's just like who rich auntie is that? Like, she looked like a widow. She looks like she came into some money because her third, fourth husband died, and she just wears Tiffany's and eats at, you know, Barney's restaurants or whatever. Like, it's not giving fashion.
I love Marie talking her shit. You know, what is fashion? For me, like, I'm always looking at the price tag. Like, I'll look at the things that I like. I like at the things that I want, and then the things that I like, you know, maybe a couple of degrees away. But, you know, you can't follow the trends. In order to be a trendsetter, you have to look at something and see that it can... Marie showing pictures of Anna Wintour dragging her.
She looks like a college professor.
Marie dragging.
Yeah.
But these
like,
are
what
the,
is this?
But
this
these are the people.
Bang.
These are the people that we give the power to.
Who is we? We ain't give no power to her. Anna Wintour has been alive. Anna Wintour been at Vogue longer than we've been alive.
Really? How long?
I don't know.
I'm like, how long? How old is she?
I mean, here she is at the Met Gala. I mean, this truly probably the most, the best look that I've seen on her. How old is Anna Wintour? Let's guess. How old do you think she is?
I think she's 60.
Oh, she's English. I didn't know that. I don't know if I've ever heard her speak. She's 71.
Whoa!
And she's a dame. Dame Anna Wintour. And she's been at Vogue. She's been the editor-in-chief at Vogue since 1988. I was right.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Wow. Talk about job security. Girl.
You know how many people she low-key had to murder? You don't stay at a job that long because you do a good job. Okay? Fucking over people left and right.
Sis, we saw the Devil Wears Prada. Remember Miranda had a little list?
Yeah.
She said, if you fire me, this is a list of photographers, designers, people that will never work for your magazine. And it's like, Anna know where all the bodies are buried. Anna, she's been stepping on people and over people to stay where she's at. And I don't know. She's still doing it, sis.
Yeah. Honestly, to be that committed is kind of hot. The commitment of being like the bad guy is cute. I like it for her.
Commitment to being the bad guy.
I couldn't see her being nice. Like, if she was nice, I'm like, does she have dementia? What's going on? What's she going through?
Well, certain people, you don't expect them to be nice.
No.
Like, yeah. I don't expect Mariah Carey to be nice.
I think she's guarded. I think you have to be guarded. You have, like, you were trying to explain that to me last week, a la, you know, Sydney's doing too much. Everybody don't need to be your friend. And it's true. Like, you have to protect yourself, especially in the public. These people, like you said, they think they know you. They think you owe them something because they support you. I don't know how nice I'm going to be if I blow up.
You still going to be nice, girl. Don't do that. You're still going to be like, thank you for coming. Oh, my God. Take my number down. Like, you're still going to do that. Don't do that, Sydney. You're not going to change into a mean Disney villain. But I'm saying, like, certain celebrities, you see them and they seem nice. They seem chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mariah Carey has earned her diva status, guarded or not. I don't think that if I met her, she would be a friendly person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, people were in the comments last week talking about, like, Miley Cyrus. And I was like, I feel like Miley seemed like she would be, you know, she probably won't even have on shoes when you meet her. She seems like she would be chill. There's, like, there are some people who are just not nice.
Yeah.
Wait, you said that, like, at a certain level, you earn the right to be diva and, like, rude to other people?
No. I don't think...
No?
Am I saying that?
You said something about, like, she's earned, like, this diva status. And by diva status...
She's earned the diva status. Right.
Okay. But like, by diva status, are you saying that, like, diva in, like, a good diva, like, or bad way where it's, like, demanding the M&Ms, being rude to interns, whatever?
I don't know about demand. I just think, look... Mariah Carey has had a really long career.
Yep.
Right? She's been out probably the same amount of time Anna been editor-in-chief.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she, you know, she's got the records. She's got the, you know, she's proved herself to be one of the top to ever do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I feel like the diva thing is like the cockiness that comes with, like, knowing that you're the best at what you're doing. And no one else can do it like you. So, yeah, I'm going to be a little bit of an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you work for me. Or I don't need to know you, but you know. You know what I mean? Like, I just... That's what I mean when I say I feel like she's earned the title of diva.
Okay.
She's earned that level of whatever it is that she's doing.
But also, let me tell you another thing. I don't like these labels about, like, diva, intimidating, not nice. These are ways to describe a woman that you deem as powerful, and you're upset about that. Like, because just because you don't feel like you can speak up, oh, that person is intimidating and it's mean. It's just like, no, that person is not kissing your ass and all up on you. That doesn't make them intimidating.
Yeah, but diva's not a bad word. Diva's not a bad word. The definition of diva is a famous female singer of popular music or a self-important person who is temperamental and difficult to please.
Yes.
That's the one that people are using diva for. It's usually...
Well, yeah, but I think you have to earn... You have to be popular, famous, before you can be a diva. You can't be a diva if you haven't accomplished anything. Ooh. No?
I agree. Yes? Yeah.
You can't be a diva if you haven't accomplished anything. And if you're difficult to please, it's like you've been good at what you've done for so long that you have a certain level, like you set a certain standard for everybody around you.
Okay. All right.
Like if like I want this done this way, that's what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to do that, then you can get another job somewhere else. But like, or Naomi Campbell will throw a cell phone at you. But like, but like if you're trying to work for somebody that's in any of these industries, you have to know that that might be part of your job. You have to deal with a temperamental person.
Yeah. Right. A lot of these people are dealing with like high pressure situations. They can make or break something. So like, yeah, they're not going to be as calm as somebody who's working a regular 9-to-5.
But also it's like you got to compete with the people who come after you. You got to compete with the people who are coming up behind you doing the thing that you did so well for so many years.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, a lot of celebrities, a lot of those people can't, you already know they can't handle getting older. Mm-mm. That's why people are like getting filler and Botox and like, you know, trying to keep up with what the kids are doing. But it's like, if you, like, if these people were like more graceful about it, then it wouldn't, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but like some people don't know how to age gracefully because I guess they don't know what they would do after they got replaced. I don't know.
It's scary getting older, Marie. It's scary. Like, it, like, you know, you don't feel in, you don't feel current. Everybody wants to feel relevant. And, you know, now that I'm seeing, what is it, Gen Z, X, Y, Elemental P, whatever, I feel like, damn, I'm out of the loop. Stuff that they're talking about, I'm like, none of this shit matters. It's not good. You know, I remember when music videos were the thing. Yeah. You would go, you're like, oh, I'm running home. I want to see this music video. It's gonna have a storyline. There's gonna be cameos. There's like presentation. There's no music videos anymore like that because nobody cares.
Yeah. So, or the videos are very much the same. Mm-hmm. It's a lot like, I mean, if Cardi B is featured on it, mute the video and it's basically the same video every time. Mm-hmm. It's like...
I mean, everybody saw Normani's new.
I have not seen the video, but I heard the song.
You're not featuring it.
It's one of those songs where you got to watch the video to enjoy it, I think.
The video is very good. I love the visual. Yeah.
Right. The song, it's one of those.
The Cardi B feature was unnecessary, I think.
Oh! Unnecessary. Why?
I thought it brought the song down. I think it was just like weird, and it was just like Cardi was like, hey, I have this feature. Do you want this? I don't know. It just felt weird and out of place.
Yeah, but I like how she says Mugler.
I love Cardi. I have no problem with her. I like her music, but I just like some of her features are a little weird.
Well, she's the hot thing. Hot new thing.
Yeah.
If you can get a Cardi feature or a Meg Thee Stallion feature or like there's like very specific people, if you can get them on your song, then it's like it's a hit because the kids gonna like it.
Yeah.
People are gonna listen to it because Cardi's on it to see what she's talking about. She's wearing.
She's fun. She doesn't take herself too seriously, and that's what we need.
People who don't take themselves too seriously.
Yeah. This is like, come on now. We need to listen to the fucking old, like older songs. People are just like either talking about how amazing they are or how they're lovesick or heartbroken. That used to be all the songs. I mean, Issa Rae just put out a tweet that was so funny. It went viral and everybody was talking about it because
what'd she say?
She was talking about like old R&B music videos.
Yes, yeah.
She said, let's see where it is.
It's like, it's not the same anymore. And then someone quote tweeted it and was like, it's because you're not like women today aren't worth fighting for, something
right,
like that.
Yeah.
And then she was like, she was making reference to that person who responded, their header, where they were drinking a bottle of water that said black women on it. And she was like,
yeah, she wrote the tweet is, listening to Mint Conditions breaking my heart and realizing that a lot of music niggas today aren't dramatic and desperate enough for me. And another man wrote, cause y'all ain't worth it.
Yeah, y'all ain't worth it. What?
Yeah. Anthony Hamilton was the last one begging for his woman. He was so distraught he couldn't take a bath.
He can't take a bath.
Oh my God. They said lyrics aren't dramatic, music videos aren't dramatic. Jodeci was in the damn desert crying because Shorty was gone for an hour. An hour.
In the desert crying. Get out.
He said, you could take my money, my house, my cars. The song Cry For You. I mean, it's true. I mean, that was, I mean, imagine. This was like kind of like an error a little bit like before us. But yeah, those guys really knew how to be like, I want you back. Come back, please. I'm begging.
Wait, and then, Prince said, it's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I think though that like when people used to make music, they made music, they were writing music, one. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, artists now, not writing their own music. People write the songs, they sing them. So like when you write your own song, I feel like it means something. I think that's why people connect with Adele so much.
Yeah.
Because you know she was heartbroken. You know what I mean? And everyone has been heartbroken or like somebody who did them dirty in some way.
Sam Smith.
Or had a relationship end.
Yeah.
Sam Smith. These are people who write their own music from a place that like is real to them. Like we feel that, and that's more, I mean, that's pop music though.
Yeah. Yeah. But R&B, I mean, dudes really, I'm going to say something problematic, but then like all these guys were like begging and please come back. And then we're like, oh, you're thirsty. Get a grip. Get off me.
Are we saying that now? Or were we? No, I don't think that. I don't agree with that, Sydney. If a guy was like, I miss you so much. I love you. I'm going to die without you. I'd be like, ew. But in the back of my mind, I'd be like, look at him. You should be obsessed with me. You know what I mean? Like, We want people to be obsessed with us, not in like a, you know, Beyonce obsessed, that's my man way. But like, that to me is like, oh, that person actually cares about me. If you say you love me and then I leave and you don't try to fight for me a little bit, I'm like, ugh. Cause you know, I'm walking away, but I'm gonna walk slow. So you can like catch up. But like, if you just let me go, then that means was this real? Did it mean something to you if you're not in shambles when I leave you?
But also, it feels kind of good. Like, even if, okay, so this is, again, I'm a mess. When somebody doesn't give you the energy that you want them more. Mm. When they're pressed, you're like, ugh, you know?
No, I mean, in certain instances, yes, you want people to be persistent. You want them to come find you. And there's something about the human mind that makes people who aren't, like people who ignore us, kind of more mysterious and hotter to us sometimes. Yes. But I'm saying if we work together, I'm talking about the songs that these guys are singing for these women that they don't want to leave. If we were together and we had a relationship, and then it ends and we just both agree that it should be over. Even if it should be over, mm-hmm. You're not going to fight a little bit. You're not going to shed a tear for me. You're not going to call my mom. Like, what? You're not going to text my friend and be like, hey, I know you probably don't want to talk to me. Like, you're not, none of that. You're not going to show up at my job and wait across the street.
Marie, you know what? And actually, that's what you deserve. And the fact that I have not gotten one DM, like, what can I do to make this
it's
better?
Crazy.
That's why he's, what's his name? What's his face?
What's his face?
I don't know. I don't know his fucking name.
Well, literally, there's nothing that he can do to make it better, but I'm, except change everything. But I'm saying, like,
throw the whole body away and come back somebody else. That's how you can make it better.
He need to be reincarnated as someone else to come back. But I'm saying, like, there, you, we want that. Even if you're done with the person, maybe it's partial you want to see them in pain. Maybe it's partial you want, like, it's like a pride thing, but I need to see you distressed in a desert crying, counting the days. It's been 7 hours and 15 days. I need you to know what time it was when I left you. What moon was in the sky? Was it a red moon? I don't know. But also, like, you know, it's kind of crazy.
I don't even know what I could do to make a song. Like, what? I'm like, I'm tired. I don't have it in me.
What's the last time you had your heart broken? We could write the song. We could workshop the song right now.
I wouldn't say heartbroken, but I was definitely like, oh man, you know, like I was doing too much. And the person was like, yeah, I'm not ready for this. And I was like, ¿por qué?
Yeah, but you were really, you were sad, sis. You were like real, like it took a couple, I want to say a couple days, but it might have been more than days. But like you were sad about it.
I think that it was also, you know, pandemic happening. So
right, sis, but that's the song. This situation is what you would write the song about.
Okay, all right. So, girl.
It's a pandemic.
Girl, we've been stuck in the house for months. I thought our FaceTimes meant something. Ooh. You threw it away.
Are you rapping?
No. Should I even be writing this?
Wait. Here's a line. You could use this.
Okay.
It's a pandemic. We're locked in the house, but I'm locked out of your heart.
Oh! Wow.
Write this down. But yeah, I just think that, like, instead of being cool, which is what all music feels like now, people trying to be cool.
Yeah.
You gotta be vulnerable. You know, I hate that word.
Oh, but Marie hates vulnerability. It's just not, it makes you be like, ugh, ew, yuck.
It really does.
Yeah.
The word is yucky to me, but that's the difference. Like, those songs, those guys are like pleading for their women to come back to them. Anthony Hamilton, yeah, please come home, Charlene. And it's like, Charlene is gone, babe.
Yeah, she's already on, she's got a layover in Charleston and she's headed somewhere else. She's unavailable.
Right. Charlene is on the road, babe.
Marie, when's the last time you got your heart broken? What would your song be?
What would my song be?
Yeah.
I don't know what my song would be, sis. It would be probably something about wasting my time.
Ooh!
It'd be a song about time. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you really think that people are wasting your time though? Like, it's everything that you go through it's meant to learn something. You've learned a lot.
Yeah, like not to let people waste my time. But yes, I do think that sometimes people waste people's time because you enter into a relationship with somebody and if they're clear about what it is that they want from you and you know you don't want that or you don't want to give that, then you are wasting that person's time. Because it's like, you could just be honest about what it is that you want or you could just leave me alone. Like, what you on my line for? I think there was some time wasting happening.
Andrew, sure. What do you think?
About heartbreak?
No, about somebody wasting your time.
Somebody wasting my time. It's annoying because like there are people that are like, they know that they're doing it and it's just like a fuckboy sort of thing where it's like, they're just going around person to person. They're just like, they're not laying down anywhere, but they do it so well and they know exactly the thing to make you think like, oh, this person actually gives a shit about me. But then And then when they go on a little hiatus, it's like you're thinking about them the entire time. Like, what was that even? You know? Yeah. And then they'll pop back in. Yeah.
Right. So, Andrew, have you ever been heartbroken? Had got your heart broken?
I mean, when you were talking, Sydney, about like pandemic, like heartbreak, and like that sort of being emphasized by that, because like last year, like one of my close friends from college just completely dipped, and I was just like, I don't know what's going on with you. Like, I am not hearing from you. And then, you know, I sent text messages every so often. I was like, hello, like, what's going on? Reached out to people. I was like, have you heard from this person? And then one day, just blocked on everything. And I'm like,
what? They blocked you on everything?
Fuck.
And I was just like, are you kidding? Like, you've been over to my house. We've gone on trips together. Gave me no reason as to like why like they just dip. And I'm just like, that sucks. And I'm just like,
so you don't,
so we don't know
about, you don't know what you did to be blocked on all these. This sounds like that message that we got from that girl the other day.
Wait,
the one that went on the date with the girl and the girl like,
oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Why what the fuck is wrong with people?
It's crazy. Yeah,
what the fuck is wrong? Like, just say why. Like, give somebody at least one, just give me one good reason.
And so then like 2 months ago like my friend group from college, we were all in student government together. And they were like all hanging out and doing something. And one of my friends who it was invited to this outing noticed that I wasn't part of it and was like, hey, can Andrew come? And then they got a private DM saying like, hey, this person doesn't like Andrew anymore, but won't tell them. And I'm like, why not? Why not tell me?
Have you, oh, well, and you can't reach out to them because you're blocked.
I can't reach out to them. I have no clue. And it's
you
like,
you don't have their number?
I have their number, but nobody it's not gonna go through.
But nobody infiltrated to find out why they don't like you.
I mean, like, I think that if it was like, if my friend Amanda was like, "Hey, why does this person not like Andrew?" then they wouldn't tell because they would know that Amanda would come back to me and be like, "This is the reason."
No, so, no, so I need petty. I need you to use your words and tell me why. Like,
just tell me why.
Amanda just should have been like, "Doesn't like Andrew. What happened?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's so dumb. It's the stupidest thing.
And if this person, if your friend is asking if you can come, then they already know that they're going to tell, like, she's going to tell you what they say.
It is so stupid.
I don't know. I think that is just like, that's just a weird way to live your life. On one hand, I understand. Something no longer aligns with how you feel or the person that you are. Cut them out. Move on. Right? Life goes on. But then on the other hand, it's like, we're adults. If I did something to offend you or I did something to upset you, tell me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I can rectify it and know that, like, oh my God, I didn't even realize I was doing this. I'm never going to do it again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because I think, like, if it was like a romantic relationship, I think it's like a little bit more okay to do that, like ghost. I don't think ghosting is usually okay, but I think like with a friendship, I think it's like very fucked up.
Ghosting a friend.
I don't understand. Like, how does it get to the point where you're like, I don't even want to talk to them. I don't even want to talk to them. Like, you didn't sexually assault your friend. You didn't steal money?
No, nothing. The last time I saw them, like, they just got their green card and I was like, I'm going to help you plan a party. That was the last time I saw them.
Did you plan the party?
I helped plan the party.
Was it a good party?
It was a good party, yeah. And I bought drinks for their friends, too. And I was like, why'd I even do that if I was just going to get ghosted later on? Dumb.
Yeah, I don't fucking understand. This is weird. Yeah. This is strange. And I wish we had some spies to find out. Because now I'm interested. Now I'm invested.
At this point, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I think when I get sad, like, I go to that place and I'm like, why did this person ghost?
Yeah,
because it sucks. But like, I'm just,
but
like,
that's their problem and they're missing out on you because you're a good friend.
It's so true, Sydney.
And you're fun.
Thank you.
And you planned a party and you buying drinks for friends. Listen, I'm drawing the line there. I planned the party, but I'm buying drinks for your friends. Did they get their green cards too? Are they my friends? Did you say something? Maybe you left a bad tip and they saw it. Like, I don't know, Andrew.
I don't know about it. Yeah.
Okay, wait. Let's not do that no more. Let's not ghost our friends. If you can ghost your friend, then was that your friend in the first place?
Yeah.
Right.
If you have an issue with somebody, just fucking be an adult. Hey, you hurt me when you XYZ. I felt blah, blah, blah when you da, 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 da. Like, right. How, use your words. What, you can't communicate? This is strange. Yeah. It's getting weird.
Yeah.
It's getting weird. I see y'all write all these fucking captions, these dissertations on Facebook, but then you can't tell somebody, hey, you hurt me when blah, blah, blah. You made me uncomfortable. Da, 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 da. I don't fuck with you because.
I don't fuck with you. Right. But it brings me back to what I was saying about people fighting for me after a relationship ends. If you're not fighting for the friendship or you're not trying to like mend something, then were we friends? Mm-hmm. Like, I thought we were friends. I planned you a green car party.
Yep.
Marie, would you fight for me?
Would I fight for you?
You're like, would you fight for our friendship?
I think that I would. I mean, sis, I shed a tear at a Starbucks into an empanada for you once. That was me fighting. That one tear was me fighting for you.
Shed a tear into an empanada. That's my title. That's my title right there.
Yes. Okay. Andrew, can you run through the titles for us, or should we read this message that we got from this guy?
Yeah. I think the email that I sent you yesterday I thought was very interesting.
Yeah, I want to read it.
Read it.
Okay. Yeah.
We got a message from a listener's. The title of the email is Asexual and Still a Hoe. Hey, my name is BJ, and I listened to the recent episode where Sydney and I were talking about asexuals, and I wanted to let y'all know I'm asexual. I'm a black pansexual, genderqueer asexual. Pansexual, genderqueer asexual. I had to Google all of those things yesterday.
And what does that mean?
Well, pansexual is attracted to all types of people. Everything.
I'm confused by this as well. Yeah.
Well, it said, I think pots and pans. I think pots are cute too. And then genderqueer to me feels redundant, but you know, it is what it is.
Right.
And asexual. So I'm a black, but also black. So black, pansexual, genderqueer, asexual, who has had sex and still has sex sporadically. Most people assume I'm a hoe because of my Instagram. But I typically only have sex 3 times a year, usually only to please a partner.
Right.
I'm driving an email right now, so I can just upload my pics. And my Insta is creamfillin. Please feel free to ask me questions or anything I'd like to share. I'm down to share. And then they sent us some photos. You know, a little mirror selfie with a booty, you know, crop top. You see that? this album cover moment. Can you see it? And then these like sit. First of all, the turtleneck is just sleeves.
I love it. Please send
for
me.
For sure.
Tell me what. Yeah. Tell me what it is so that. Yeah.
Please send us the link to your turtleneck sleeve shawl thing so we can get one for Sydney.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So, Andrew, you thought the email was interesting. Why did you think it was interesting?
I was under the assumption that pansexual and asexual were sort of at odds with another and that they wouldn't really work together. So I do have a question in that regard. But I guess they're listening to this episode, so maybe they'll send a follow-up explaining.
Well, yeah, because we were talking about asexual. Sydney wanted an asexual expert on the podcast.
I did ask for that.
Yeah, Andrew, I agree with you. Pansexual and asexual to me do seem like they're on opposite ends of.
Yeah.
Right, because a pansexual is attracted to the spectrum of everything, right? And asexual, in my mind, I thought meant didn't really need anything from anybody.
We are confusion.
Confusion.
Confucius. Yeah, I am confusion right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think that But that's the thing. Like, there's something for everybody, and everybody should be allowed to live their lives how they want to live their lives. That's, mm-hmm. I think that's what this new generation, what is it? The Z's? The X's?
I don't know.
That's what they got on us, is like, it's easier to be what you want to be now than it was before.
Generation LMNOP.
QRS. any follow-up questions for our friend BJ? Anything you guys feel like we left out that we need to hit? Any tips on how to get a billionaire? What, anything that we talked about today? Let's wrap it up in a neat little bow.
I mean, you never know. You got to give people a chance. Like, I was on my Instagram stories. I was like, yes, I understand that you have a type, blah, 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 blah. But you got to just be a little bit more open, I think. If, like, you're saying this person is not my type, but that is your type not a billionaire? Like, I don't know. Like, it just doesn't. It's like, come on. Like, have fun. Yeah, somebody hip don't work. My hips don't lie. Let's go. Like, let's have a blast. You never know. That person doesn't need their hip to work for y'all to be in Rome for a week. Okay?
Listen, the next event, I'm going to find him. This is on me, okay? The next event, I'm going to find him, and I'll just go over and introduce myself. That's where I messed up. I didn't introduce myself. Mm-hmm. If I had done that and I shook his little, you know, spider vein hand, it might have changed the game for me a little bit. You know what I mean? Hi, I'm Marie. Nice to meet you. And you are? And they would have said his name and I would be like, oh. Then I would have went back to the table, Googled him, came right back. Mm-hmm. Hey, so I see the chair's not available anymore. Can I sit on your lap? You know, like, you know, you live and you learn, sis. You live and you learn. I'm looking at the thread of that Issa Rae posted on Twitter. It's actually really funny. I'm going to spend the rest of my day watching those videos.
They're really good videos. People were not playing around.
Yeah. As always, thank you to the hot listeners that send us messages and photos. We love when y'all
keep
give us
sending them
photographic proof. We love a pansexual, genderqueer, asexual audience. Like, we love that everybody's listening and everybody gets something out of this pod. Please send us lyrics for your heartbreak song. Oh my God, do you hear the thunder?
Yeah, it's going to be raining all day, babe. It's about to be a girl firefight.
Yo, the weather in New York State sucks now.
This summer has been absolute doo doo. The weather is not here for us, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm out of here. If you haven't gotten a ticket for my San Francisco shows at Cobb's Comedy Club, yeah, go get them. It's Friday. You missed Thursday. So get them tonight. Get them tonight. Get them for tomorrow. I have two shows. It's going to be a blast. And it's not going to be pouring in San Francisco.
Hopefully not.
Nope.
All right. Well, I'll have the info in my stories. Sydney has it on her page. And hopefully she'll see you there. I won't be there.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll FaceTime you, Marie. How about I FaceTime you while I'm on stage?
Okay.
At the end of the show.
Okay, what time is the show? Because I need to see what I need to make sure I have on a shirt.
Okay. I'll text you. I'll text you in advance.
Okay. All right. Bye, friends.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. The Unofficial Expert is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Senior producer, Tracy Soren. Produced by Andrew McGuire. Cover art by Sandy Honig. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @ForeverDogTeam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.